I'm going to read from Jeremiah chapter 7, if you'd like to read there with me. And I would most certainly desire for every Christian here, please, help me win some soul tonight. The Bible says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. I've preached messages all by myself trying to reach a lost soul, and it wasn't very effective. But when the church helped me, amen, I can't spread this burden I have all the way back there to that corner and all the way out here and all the way out here. I can't do it. I've got to have a church that's going to help me. Will you help me here tonight? Amen. Jeremiah chapter 7. In verse 30, the Bible says, and the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, saith the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. And they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they shall bury in Tophet till there be no place. And the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Amen. I have a burden on my heart here tonight. Would like to preach, if the Lord would help me, on the drums of Tophet. Amen. Back in this day, this particular place in the valley of the sons of Hinnom had become an abomination. Something so horrible and dreadful and unnatural that none of us can even begin to comprehend the sorrow and the wickedness that took place at the place called Tophet. You see, at this particular area, it was designated for the sacrifice of little children, amen, to the fire god. A god that they had made out of metal. A god that they had built an empty place in the back of this metal god where that they could stoke a fire and the flames could come up out of its mouth and the metal of the mouth would become searing hot heat. Amen. And they would take little children and lay those little babies and those little boys and girls in the open gaping mouth of this god that could not see, this god that could not feel, this god that could not hear, and this god that did not care. Amen. These people had gathered together to worship. Amen. And in the midst of their worship, amen, there was a terrible and a horrible destruction of their own family and of their own children. May I say to you, this is the most unnatural and unheard of thing that you can think of. Even now, amen, as many murders as there are in America, when that a mother kills her children, when that a father kills a little boy or a little girl, it'll be front page news. It'll be something that captures the airwaves. They'll cover the coverage of the trial that goes on afterwards. There'll be something about this that's so unnatural, even in our unnatural society, even in our land that has lost some of its own affections for the families. Amen. When a mother or father kills its little children, it's something so dastardly, so horrible, so unthinkable. Amen. That the nation is in shock and in horror. I remember when I held my little boy Titus just a few moments after that he was born. There was such an instinct in me to protect that little baby. He couldn't hold his head up. He couldn't feed himself. He couldn't defend himself. I'm telling you, I'd have fought Goliath and all of his brothers, amen, with a dull butter knife. Amen, knowing I was going to die if I could have even just got a chance of rescuing my little boy. Amen, I'd ran into a pride of lions. Amen, with my bare hands trying to do something to rescue my little boy. Amen. And I've seen it's the same way all over the world. Amen, Brother Darrell, and I've traveled and preached in Nigeria, Africa. Amen. And over there, those mothers and fathers still love those little children. We've been in primitive places in Panama, out in the jungles where there is no electricity, where there is, amen, no culture like we have, amen, poverty like you can't imagine. But there's one thing they have in common. Those mamas love those little babies. Those daddies would do what they could, amen, to cause them little children to survive. But here we have a place so demonic, so unnatural, amen, so filled with something that's against human nature, that's against what God had placed within their own heart, that they would take a crying little child, and they themselves would watch it burn in the fire as they worshiped their God. Amen. Priests would be excited about it. Other people in the nation of Israel would be glad that they had sacrificed their own little child, amen, to this horrid and wicked God that did not just have fire burning inside of it, but had a demonic power behind it. Yes, yes, that's what Tophet was for. Amen, Tophet, amen, actually is a name that they gave this place that is given after the drums that they played there. Amen, they played loud rhythmic drum beats. Amen, that filled that valley. Amen, that echoed off the mountains. Amen, off in the distance when you heard the drum beats of Tophet. Amen, oh, they knew that there was a human sacrifice going on at that place. Oh, great Lord. Amen, I know that it must have been an eerie, wicked, demonic feel about those drum beats. Amen, just a little while ago, there was an American, I can't remember his first name, but his last name was Berg, that was beheaded by some of these wicked, demon-possessed, amen, inhuman people over in Iraq. Amen, I was listening to the radio, and before I could turn it down, amen, they played the noise, the sound of that man getting his head cut off. And these wicked people, amen, chanting, "Great is Allah, great is Allah." Oh, it's one of the most horrible things I ever heard, to hear this man scream in the background, and these wicked people, amen, crying out, "Great is Allah," in their language, "Great is their God." May I say to you, amen, the horror of this event many times was covered up by the drum beats as they laid that little child in that wicked God's mouth. Amen. They'd play the drums and they'd never hear the cries of that little baby. I want you to know there is such an instinct in a mother and a father and a grandma and a papa. I believe if they could have heard the cries of that little child, they would have tried to rescue that baby. Amen. If others would have heard the cries of that little child, they would have said, "Never again. Amen. No more. This is the end of it." But they played the drums so loud, amen, that these people could not hear the sorrow, amen, that the worship of their God was causing. They could not hear the cries of those little children that was screaming, amen, and that was crying. Oh, raise your hands and ask God to help us here tonight. Oh, Father, would you please loose sinners? Would you help us here tonight? Oh, glory be to Jesus. I know you're wanting to do something in this place. I know you're wanting to loose somebody here tonight. Loose them now to hear the message that God has given to me. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. The drums played to cover up the cries of the child. I also believe the drums played in order to cover up the very voice of God. May I say to you that there is an inner law that every man, woman, boy, and girl is born with. There is an inner conscience, amen, that knows right from wrong. I realize that it's not perfect. I understand that in all reality we need the Word of God and we need the Spirit of God for it to be accurate. I also understand this. The heathen do things just simply because there was an inward law called conscience. Amen. They didn't have to be preached to. They didn't have to be told that this was right and this was wrong. No, it was something that a higher lawgiver had written in their hearts. And they knew all about it before. Amen. But do you know these drums played in order to override the conscience of man, to drown out the very voice of God. Amen. To make null, amen, the very law of God that had been placed in their hearts and in their lives, so they would do the unnatural, so they would do the unthinkable, so they would do something completely against what they should be doing in their own hearts and lives. That drumbeat also played for one more reason. Amen. To give a false excitement, to whip them up into a frenzy, to where that they would feel good about what they were doing while they were doing it. I can see them in my mind as they're doing this great wickedness. Amen. Those in demonic trances dancing around and hooping and hollering just as if something great had taken place, in a frenzy because of the drumbeat of hell that had got a hold of their hearts and a hold of their minds. May I preach to you here tonight, the devil has no new plans. Amen. Oh, I know we've got different inventions. I realize we've got internet, television, amen, movies. I realize we have all kinds of different things. And I also want to tell you, the devil uses his same old tricks, amen, to keep people lost and to get people to go to hell. It's not anything different. He's got a same old plan, amen, to drown out the voice of God, amen, to drown out the cries of sorrow, to drown out in some way, amen, the hurt and the problems that sin is causing. He has got a plan to whip people up in a false frenzy, a false excitement, amen, a false joy, a false hope, amen, a false adrenaline rush, in order to try to get them to where that they will go on in sin and live in sin until they die lost. Oh, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh, where are you here tonight? Where are you here tonight? Oh, you need to listen to me in the worst way. As I know that drumbeat of hell is playing in your mind, trying to drown out what God wants to do in your own heart and life. Amen. Please, just for a moment, amen, turn away from what the devil's trying to deceive you with and listen to what I'm trying to preach to you here tonight. Amen. Yes, the drums of Tophet still play. They still work in people's minds and hearts. I remember being in revival at a certain place, and I looked over the shoulder of a little girl sitting in front of me. And as I looked over the shoulder, she was doing like a lot of little children do, drawing on a piece of paper. And I saw her, she drawing a little girl there. Oh God. Amen. She drawing a little girl, you know, little curls of hair, little dress, trees and shrub and sun and clouds. Amen. And then I got to looking at the face. Instead of a little smile that I was expecting to see, there was a frown on that little girl she was drawing. Amen. And tears coming out of that little girl's eyes, falling all the way down to the ground. Amen. I looked up a moment later, and she had wrote a note up to the top and down on the bottom. It said, "Dear Mommy, when will Daddy come home?" Oh, oh. That drumbeat of adultery had so gotten a hold of a dad that he couldn't even hear his own little girl crying. It didn't matter. It didn't bother him. It didn't stir him. Oh, are you here flirting with that woman at work? Amen. Do you already have an infatuation with her? Do you like to go to work just so you can say hello? Amen. Do you make unexpected phone calls to her? Amen. Yeah, maybe they're little trite little pieces of business, but you like to talk to her way too much, don't you? You know what's happening? Slowly a drumbeat is playing in your mind. Amen. Slowly hell is getting control of your imagination. Amen. Slowly something is changing in your heart. And I'm telling you, you better leave that woman alone. I'm telling you, you better build a wall between you and her. Hey! Or there's going to come a time, amen, when it's you and your little daughter and your wife is crying. And you don't even care that they're crying. You don't even care that there's sorrow. You don't even care your mom and dad's heart is broken. They can weep on. It don't matter. Yeah. Hey, man, I was up there. I felt in my heart that there's some more here tonight. You haven't committed adultery yet. But if you don't get rid of that spirit of adultery tonight, God. Oh, God. You'll get where you don't even care. You've seen a young man or young woman live their life as though that mom shouldn't be crying that they stay out late. Dad shouldn't get upset because he knows they're not living too close to the Lord. I just want you to know, young man, great Lord, I want you to know, young man, you're going to break your own heart as well as your mom and dad's heart. Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. I got my son. Hey, Brother Lord, what we need is some real good preaching. If we had real good preaching like I used to preach, then we'd have real good conviction like I used to have. I just tell you, just because you can't hear God speak, doesn't mean God isn't speaking. Just because He seems far away doesn't mean He's that far away. Oh, God, help me, Lord. Oh, God. Judas had the greatest preacher that ever walked the face of this planet. Judas had seen miracles like no one else. Judas had saw Jesus walk on the water. He had been privileged to see things that only 12 had seen, period, in this world. Hey, man, if anybody should have listened, if anybody should have sat on their seat, on the edge of their seat every time this one spoke, they could speak to winds and waves, and they would talk, surely this man should have listened. Hey, man, but there came a time when that drumbeat of greed had so gotten a hold of his mind, had so got a hold of his soul, all he could hear was 30 pieces of silver. 30 pieces of silver.
the jingle of the bag. Amen. That's all he could think about. Jesus was speaking things that everybody here would have loved to have heard, but he couldn't hear it. Amen. That silver had gotten in his mind and his heart. I'm telling you here, God is speaking to you tonight. It's not that I'm that important. You're important. Amen. Sinner friend, Jesus died for you. And you're important here tonight. Oh yeah, we could have shouted this thing through. We could have preached to the saints. They all have needs. Don't you know, backslider friend, God wants you on His side here tonight. And so He turned the message to you. Amen. He turned the message to you. Would you, for a moment, turn away from the drumbeat of hell and listen to the voice of God? Hallelujah. Silence. Hear that drumbeat of silence. The voice of God. Amen. Ooh, that drumbeat will cause a false excitement. In Revelation chapter 16, the Bible gives us the answer as to why the kings of the earth would go up against Jesus Christ to battle. Why would you say, after they had seen all the destruction that had taken place upon this world, it seemed like they would repent? Yet the Bible says, yet they repented not. Ooh, thank the Lord. God can speak real loud sometimes, and people still don't listen. Ooh, God. Did you come close with death here lately? Did you? Did you? Are you alive? You better run to this altar. Did you hear me? You better run to this altar. I could preach more, but I'd be glad to see you run to this altar right now. Amen. Because you better push everything else aside and realize it's not time for you to fight with God. It's time for you to turn to God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your spirit, with all your soul. Yes. Amen. The Bible said three unclean spirits like frogs came out of the mouth of the false prophet and went out into the nations to deceive the nations, to bring them to the great battle of God Almighty. Amen. You all have heard the frogs. Amen. They chirp in a rhythm way over, over, and over again. Amen. Do you realize the kings of the earth are going to go up in battle against someone they cannot defeat? They are going to go up to war against someone that they cannot hurt with a nuclear weapon. They cannot in any wise wound him ever again. Once he conquered death, he will never die again. When you see the armies of heaven coming, I want you to know there is no armor upon them. All they have is white robes. That's all they need. You can't kill resurrected, glorified bodies. Amen. They're powerful. They've got life. They've got eternity in them. Amen. There's no way to beat them. But we have some people that are going up against immortals, that are going up against the very Son of the living God. Oh, why? Why? Amen. That drumbeat of hell pounding in their head. Fight! 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 They fight to their own destruction. They fight to their own defeat. They fight in a suicide manner. Ooh. Ooh. Why are you fighting? Why? Why? Say, I'll get on the right side later. You're on the wrong side right now. And if you die on your way home tonight, you'll die on the wrong side. Amen. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, God. Ooh, God. After that Judas committed suicide, he went out to the valley of Hinnom, not far from Tophet, and hanged himself. He bursted asunder on the valley below.
It's a suicidal thing when you leave God. Ooh, God.
Knee unto thy God. If thou wilt confess that Jesus is Lord and give thy heart to thy God, oh, this night thou shalt be saved. Oh, tarry no longer, go no further, but come now, come to God while there is still time. Oh, time is short. Remember, thy days are not going to be long upon the earth. Give thy heart to God this night, saith the Lord.
Tonight is the Lord's cry. Tonight you need to give your heart solely unto Him, totally unto Him. For if I may say this, no matter how excited they were when they gave that baby to that idol God, when they went back home and the drums stopped playing and everybody quit patting them on the back, and the dance was over. Amen. When they walked into the yard and they saw a little pile of dirt where that little boy had been playing before, or they went in to their little house and saw a little toy, amen, that they had made out of wood for that little baby, amen, to hold in its hands. When they saw the place where that little baby slept, amen, I tell you, when the drum beat was over, all there was sorrow and woe and heartache. You may drink your sorrows away until you feel numb. You may drug your sorrows away until you feel numb. But in hell, there is nothing to numb the pain. There is nothing to numb your sorrows. Memories of when you could have got saved. Memories when God's called to you. Give your heart solely to me. Give your heart solely to me. Who's going to be first? Come on right now. Hey man, listen, God wants you. Turn down the drumbeat of hell for a moment. Amen. Saints, raise your hands and ask God to deliver people from the powers of the devil tonight. You need to be at this altar right now, sinner friend. Backslider, you need to be at this altar right now. Backslider in heart, you need to be right here at this altar. I plead the blood against every foul devil, against every adulteress, and every fornicating demon that's capturing the minds of people. I plead the blood against lukewarmness. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ against every spirit of hell, all the rock and roll, and all of Hollywood's, amen, mind control games. I plead the blood of Jesus against it. Amen. Oh, sinner friend, come. Come right now. Backslider in heart, come. Come right now. Amen. Some are up here praying. There's others that need to be at this altar crying out to the Lord tonight. Here, and you're battling a sin. You need to come right now. Come on. Come on. Oh, saints, raise your hands and ask God to loose them. Ask God to set them free. Ask God to move on people. Yeah. Come on. If God's stirring you, if God's dealing with you, come on right now. Oh, come and pray. Come and pray. Oh, God. Come right now. Come right now.
can sanctify and set you apart for His use. Oh, if you're hungry for the Holy Ghost, you can get baptized in the Holy Ghost on a night like this, just like any other night. You got to have a heart that's seeking God. I ask you here tonight, would you come? Would you pray? There's someone here. You need to get adultery out of your heart. There's someone here that needs to be more tender to God. Oh, we need a whole lot of repenting up here. Oh, come on. Saints of God, please still be prayerful. We have had several come to the altar. It's all glory be to God. I'm telling you, I feel that there are more here tonight. Some are on the borderline. You're already out. You just hadn't got out. Come now. Come now. Pray now.
Call God's great heaven.
Oh, yeah. Quit making excuses. Quit making excuses. You don't have any. Good enough to go to hell over. Come now.
God
will save you. Yes, He will. Don't let the devil tell you God's not interested in you. Amen. He wasn't interested in you. He wouldn't have turned this service to you here tonight. Come on. Come on and pray. Come on and seek the Lord. Don't be lost. Don't be lost. Don't go to hell. Oh, God. There's only a short time of excitement. There's only a short time of this feel-good stuck in sin. Are you saved? Are y'all saved? Oh, God. Oh, are you saved? Are y'all saved? Are you saved? Are you saved? You don't know if you're saved. You need to be up here praying. Please don't be lost. Come on, come to the altar, be saved. Come to the Lord. Y'all saved out here. Oh, are you saved? Are you saved tonight? There's an eternity coming. You're on a head-on collision with forever. Forever! Oh, come on. Oh, saints of God, raise your hands one more time. Ask God to help these that are praying. Ask God to have mercy on those that's not, to deal with them, to loose them, to free them. Oh, God, free them. Let there be victory around this altar. Let the power of God bring repentance. Oh, God. say. Eternity depends on it. It's a matter of heaven and hell. Come on and pray. Come on and pray. Here tonight, you put your heart in this altar service. Raise your hands. Come on, young ladies, raise your hands over here. Raise your hands. Start seeking the Lord. God wants to bless you here tonight. God wants to help you. Oh God. Oh, let the liberty of the Spirit of God to come by. Pray from your heart. There's victory here tonight. I feel like the Lord setting people free. In the name of Jesus, be free. In the name of Jesus, be free. Be loosed from your sins. Oh yeah, repent. Turn to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a Savior here tonight. There's a Savior. There's a Deliverer. There's a Sanctifier. Yes, there is. There's victory over sin. There's victory over that besetting sin that pulls you down. Yeah, you don't ever have to backslide again. No, you don't. Amen. Oh, you've got victory right within your grasp. Reach out and take it. Believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on Him with all your heart. Believe on Him with all your life. Oh, seek Him. Pray. You feel that cleansing? You feel that inner witness? Raise your hands and begin to praise the Lord. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Sinner, friend, backslider, you're still welcome to come and pray. Come right now. God would give complete liberty, complete freedom from sin. Oh, God, set people free. Oh, God, bind the devil, burn sin. Wash and cleanse, oh Lord. With thee that thou mightest.